This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. I want to welcome you to the program, Raising the Standard, an hour program on WCNO 89.9 from 12 to 1 p.m. Pastors Gene and Donna are the host of Raising the Standard, and I'm very happy to be able to say that they were able to go and visit their family for the New Year holiday. I am just so elated with this, and they had a wonderful time with their family. They left last Sunday and were planning on being home as of yesterday. So now they will just rest and be ready for the Shabbat service today. The pastors asked if we could do the program today so they would not need to rush home. My name is Margie, my wonderful husband Mal, and Pastor Jonathan. And we thank him for coming in and helping with the program today. We ask, Father, that you would just bless him, Lord, for the giving of his time. And we will be speaking. Pastor Gene and Donna have been hosting Raising the Standard here at WCNO 89.9 for 21 and a half years.
21 and a half years. That is a long time.
That's a long time, Pastor Jonathan. They teach and minister from the King James Bible. They teach the whole counsel of God, not just part of it. They want you to know everything about the Bible. They want you to receive all that the Lord has for you. And they also teach about our Jewish roots. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is Jewish. Did you know that? Those that might be listening in for the first time, but those that have been following them, they know all about their learning. You're learning about the Jewish roots. And with prophetic eyes opened, Pastor Gene has put together a commentary and 10 charts showing the appointed times and seasons. It's called God's Prophetic Calendar, the prophetic pictures of the Messiah and the appointed feasts of the Lord. The scriptures for this commentary can be found in the Old Testament and the New Testament. God and His Son and the Holy Ghost are all through the Bible. They're not just found in one section. They're th- through the whole Bible, cover to cover. For the Bible is a Jewish document. And you can purchase this commentary and learn the truth of your Jewish roots for $25. And there's a process and handling charge too. And you can call Pastor Gene and Pastor Donna at 772-285-7007. I'll say it again, 772-285-7007. Thank you, Father. I'd like to share about last week's program. We talked about the finances for each program. Because of low finances, they were going to go from 1 hour to a half hour program to speak. They would be going from 1 hour to a half a hour. And to put on a program for 1 hour, it costs $165. And after the program, a dear couple from our church offered to pay for 2 or 3 weeks of the programming for a month. I don't know if I'm allowed to share.
Sure,
their,
sure.
It's Terry. Don't
give their last names. Just.
Terry, mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Terry and Dee.
God bless them.
God bless them, yes. Praise the Lord. So right now, we will be doing the hour program. We will not need to do the half hour. So praise the Lord. It is all in God's hands.
Amen. And Marge, maybe we could just suggest to those who are listening, who have listened over the years, if you would like to be a part of keeping this ministry strong in 2019, you might want to, maybe God would put on your heart to sponsor a program at $165, or maybe half an hour, maybe one half of that sponsorship. It many times the blessings of God that comes through other people, maybe a ministry.
Yes.
Often we do not maybe stop to recognize how important that is, how significant it is. As we were coming into the year, I was thinking about the 10 lepers that were healed. And out of those 10 lepers, there was just one that came back to be thankful.
Yes.
And so that was one of the things God put on my heart as we came into this year. I want to make sure that I'm one who is thankful.
Amen.
And this is one way that we can share our thanksgiving and our gratefulness for those that have ministered to us. And if you would like to be a sponsor of a program, they would call Gene and Donna. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And give that number again, because someone may want to write that number down. Yeah, so it's a great thing. And at this point, we have, 2-3 weeks of sponsorship, I think. But really, throughout this year, there may be somebody that would like to just step up and say, I'll take a program a month, or maybe half a program or something like that. I don't want to take too much time, but I did want to say that, you know, Gene and Donna, both of them have been under a lot of attack this last year.
Yes.
Physical attack. And so that has given opportunity for the enemy to attack on many different areas. But praise God, you know, they are coming in weekly, and the Lord is strengthening them. And Gene has just had a miraculous recovery. And we want to keep both of them in prayer.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And I know that Pastors Gene and Donna are very grateful for all the support and offerings, love offerings that are brought in for the program. And they often say that they would love for the people that are listening to give them a call and let them know how much you appreciate what they've heard, that they want to know who is enjoying the program. And even if you have questions about what is spoken, they would like for you to call them. And if there's a question, maybe they can answer that for you. Amen? Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Pastors Gene and Donna, they love people, and they love to serve, bringing the word to you, as I have just spoken. And when you learn the truth, it will make you free. And that's why they do the program, to teach you about the word, and that it raises the standard of how we serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord. To help with finances, call Pastor Gene and Pastor Donna at 772-285-7007. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to talk about the services this afternoon. The Shabbat and the praise and worship is today at 2 p.m. And the address of where the meeting is 445 Southeast Osceola Street in Stuart. And this is right across from the Martin Memorial Hospital. Thank you, Lord. So I'm so grateful to the Lord. As Jonathan said, that we do need to be thankful for everything, because everything that is given to us, all of our provision, our meals, our clothing, the roof over our heads, it all comes from the Father. And I am very grateful to the Lord for what He has done for me and my husband, Melvin, and where He has brought us to. Thank you, Lord. And God is good.
All the time.
He is good all the time. Amen. And I thank you, Father, for your miracle working power, healing, and restoration to Pastors Gene and Pastor Donna Hilton, their health, and for their finances, and for the strength that they have to come in every week and do the program. It is truly, it is seeing God's glory to watch them to come in and do the program, and to come Saturdays and do the meetings. It is nothing but God's glory.
Amen. Now, what is our topic today?
Well,
you had mentioned something to me, so I'm a little anxious to well, get into that.
Thank you. That's where I'm headed.
You're right. Headed there.
I'm okay. Headed right now, okay. Pastor Jonathan and Melvin. I give God all the glory.
Amen.
And I talked with Pastor Donna when she had asked me to do the program, and she said, "Well, Marge, we're just going to let the Holy Ghost work this," and she did mention she said, "Marge, well, maybe we could talk about love," and she gave me the scriptures that she read from last week at the service. So I will be reading that a little bit later, but. What the Lord said to me when I was preparing is, what a way to start the new year with Amen. God's love.
Amen. And that really is the incarnation is the greatest picture of love that we have.
Yes. Yes. In everything that we do for this new year, for 2019, we know that God loves us. Amen. And that no matter what we go through, and moment by moment, day by day, we know and trust the Lord loves us. He never, He will never take that away from us. I've learned that in these last few years. I'd like to share something about love. The scripture of love tells us how much that He loves us from Genesis to Revelation, from creation, the Garden of Eden, Noah's Ark. Wasn't there a lot of love that the Lord, he had to make corrections, but he loved the people. The Ten Commandments, the exodus of the children of Israel through the Red Sea on dry ground. It's just awesome how much He loved the children and protected them. The Passover, our Passover lamb. The book of Esther, of Mordecai and Esther, and how He saved the Jewish people, and He used Esther and Mordecai. The book of Ruth, Naomi and Boaz. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. All these scriptures show us how much He loves us.
Amen.
In God's merciful love, He even had, and even today, must correct us. It's a part of the love. You can't just do whatever you want. You must be corrected. And I've had to learn that there is correction in serving the Lord.
There is.
Mm-hmm. The accounts of correction are all through the Bible. They are there that we might not make the same mistakes. They're like sods. They're like we can glean on those things that are in the Bible. The children of Israel made many mistakes. And so when we read the Torah or the Old Testament, we learn from it and we try and we can help ourselves so that we don't make those same mistakes. Because the Lord we want the Lord to be pleased with us in everything that we do. And God helped them. He helped them that wanted help. And those that didn't, well, they were, there was great correction that was made. Some of them were put to death back in that time. If they chose not to follow the Lord and follow His instructions for their own safety,
right.
Well, the Lord had to take care of that. Thank you, Father. He helps us get through our situations. Our burdens may have accumulated during this year of 2018. If we can think back of through this year, we may have accumulated a lot of burdens, and it became a heavy laden, like a backpack on our shoulders. You know how the children carry their books on their shoulders? Well, it may have become a burden to us and very heavy. So with this new year, Pastor Jonathan, this new day, let us do a new way.
Amen.
Let us let us reach over our shoulders and by faith and the truth of the word, get a hold of the 2018 backpack. And you know what, Pastor Jonathan? Sometimes we even have burdens, even from our past, and we carry that with us all through our life. And maybe we've not learned how to lay these burdens down. So I pray for 2019, this new year. And that's what I would like to share about His love. Let us right now, lay this heavy burden at the feet of Jesus' feet. And the scripture that I have can be found in John 14:10. I like to back up with God's word. John 14:10-16. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. So we have that confidence by the scripture that whatever that you ask, and if you believe, he will help you. He will give you the desire of your heart. The other one is in Philippians. Pastor Jonathan, if you get to that before I do, you're welcome to.
Where are we going in Philippians?
Philippians 4.
Okay, and what verses?
4 and 6.
All right. Well, that's about rejoicing.
Amen.
I like that. I like that. I believe we may have a lot of people rejoicing with us today because
yes,
God is so good. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near.
Amen. Even through our situations, amen. Pastor Jonathan, amen. We can rejoice in him, amen. Knowing that he is our all in all. He is our protection, our safety. He is our Redeemer. Thank you, Father. Another scripture that I have is Matthew 11:28. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, the Father doesn't want us to carry our burdens. It is scriptural that he asks us to lay them down at his feet. Another scripture is Galatians 5. Mm-hmm. 5:1. Thank you, Father. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So this backpack that we may have, the burdens that we carry with us, he's telling us right here that we've been made free, and he would like for us to be untangled this year. Let's get that backpack off of us and begin 2019 free.
There you go. That verse 1 says, do not let yourself get tangled up. Get rid of it. So once you're free, stay free, right?
Amen. Amen. Pastor Jonathan, I was taking a shower, and I have a way of collecting things and thinking about my day and taking it into the next day. Well, did I do this? Did I do that right? I can let an arrow enter in, a spiritual, an ungodly arrow, right. And I tend to want to hold on to it. So you know what the Lord showed me this morning? If you want to take this on, he said, as you're taking your daily bath, as you're washing, that washing off, wash off the day, wash off at the end of the day all those things that might have come upon you unknowingly, and wash your feet. When you wash your feet, wash off today so that tomorrow will be fresh in the Lord.
It's good.
Amen. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So with this very scripture, with a start of a new year, we declare we are free of 2018, any burdens. Thank you, Father. The past is the past. And now we press in to what you will have for us to this new year, 2019.
Amen.
You, Father, walk before us and behind us.
Amen.
God is love.
That's tremendous. This morning when I first woke up, 2 Timothy 1:7 came to mind. God hath not given us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
But a power, love, and a sound mind. You were talking about those arrows.
Yes.
Where the enemy sometimes will just want to zip those out at us.
Yes.
And I found when I woke up, I was aware of two or three things that I needed to do, and I wasn't sure when I would get to them, and even sure how to take care of them.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear. And we need to be aware of the fact that that is not the work of God, but he's given us the power, love, and a sound mind. So that's, I was thinking about that the power, you shall receive power.
Yes.
After the Holy Spirit's come upon you to be witnesses. So the Holy Spirit is going to work in our lives. He's going to send us his spirit to give us power to have a positive Bible-based witness that glorifies God. So we're not going to have any fear, and we're going to have that operative power in our life, and we're going to have a sound mind, and we're going to have sandwiched in the middle, going to have the power, going to have a mind that's renewed.
Amen.
And in the middle, it's going to be sandwiched with the love of God. Power, love, and a sound mind.
Praise the Lord.
That's a good sandwich to eat and take into this year.
I will bite into that, Pastor Jonathan.
Amen.
I will.
Amen.
What a glorious manna from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So I'd like to talk about the word love. And I went to, I have a Webster dictionary, 1828 dictionary. Mm. And when I'm doing a lesson or coming here, I'll look up the words. And I looked up the words love. It says, a general sense to be pleased with, to regard with, affection. As a Christian loves his Bible, we love God above all things. The love of God is the first duty of man. And in Matthew 22, I'd like to go there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word, Father. We thank you for your holy word. Matthew 22 and 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And as I've told you that God's love is in all of the scriptures, I have a scripture in Deuteronomy 6. God's love is throughout the scriptures. So if we go to Deuteronomy 6, 4. Thank you, Father. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. So those who think that the Old Testament is not for today, well, here we have it in the Torah and in the New Testament. So it is. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I looked up the Hebrew word for love. Mm-hmm. And it's called ahava. The Hebrew word meaning love is I give. And this is the Lord speaking. I give and also love. Giving is a condition that creates and sustains love. Without giving, there is no connection that is sustaining. And I immediately thought of the Father sending his Son to earth and gave his life for us. There is a connection. And the death of Christ, giving his life, gives us a connection with the Father and the Holy and Jesus, who gave his life, that we may have a connection with him and even into eternity and to live in the kingdom with him. So I have asked my husband, Melvin, to read that scripture, John 3:16. Thank you, Father.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible to me.
Amen.
That's a tremendous scripture.
Yes.
And, you know, over the last few weeks, you know this, Marge, but we've been sharing different aspects of the love of God in our fellowship. And 1 John 2:16, and 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is.
Yes.
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
Yes.
You're talking about give,
yes.
That it means to give. And we ought to lay our lives down for our brethren.
That's right.
You know, and it's, how can anyone who has not experienced the love of God really know the depth and the experience of God's intended love? Love apart from God's love is so short, It just is, it's selfish oftentimes.
Yes.
It's misunderstood. But those who have received this kind of love, wherein we see the love of Christ, wherein the Father gave the Son, it's tremendous, tremendous.
Yes.
And because of that, we can truly give ourselves and let that love of God be released through us as well.
Amen. Mm. Amen, Pastor Jonathan. You know, we can read these scriptures. We can read them and say, okay, we've read them. But the Lord wants these scriptures to go deep, deep into our spirits.
Amen. Amen.
He wants us to know intimately how much He loves us. Praise the Lord.
You know, recently working with some teenagers, you know, with situations with fathers.
Yes.
Earthly fathers fall short, you know, and probably many could have remembrances of painful situations where an earthly father just failed to measure up. And yet we have a heavenly Father.
Yes.
Whose love is constant and doesn't change. And I think of those broken hearts of those young ladies that sometimes grow up and still in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s are still looking and searching for that fulfillment. And it's simply only available by surrendering our life to Christ and experiencing it through Christ. There is no other source.
Amen.
Yeah, the world's idea of love is most often called lust.
Really, amen. You know. Very distorted, yeah. Right,
right,
Pastor Jonathan?
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Well, Pastor Jonathan, I didn't know whether to share this. But it's an opening to share of what I experienced as a child. And I know that there's many listeners that have experienced, as Pastor Jonathan has expressed, many of us have experienced things in our childhood. And so it this was an opening to share, Pastor Jonathan. I went to church every week as a child. My mother did not miss sending us to Sunday school. But I'd like to share that everything that was read to me and everything as a child as I learned, I wasn't sure that it was going down into my spirit at that time. I'd like to share that in my home, for correction, the Bible was used. Whenever we were corrected, there was very severe correction. And yes, as I spoke, that God corrects His children. And so I associated the Bible with correction. And my parents would get out the Bible and read the same scripture every time. So I believe that I associated correction and pain. And as an adult, I still continued to go to church as an adult. I didn't really know that God loved me. I didn't know down in my heart that He loved me. So I never read the Bible. Now, whether it was unknowingly because I didn't understand the Word. So I didn't open my Bible. I went to church and heard the messages, but I didn't read the Word. So after I started coming to the Spirit of Prophecy ministry, Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton, I learned about the love of God first. He taught me that He loved me no matter what. He loved me. And I also went through a year of Bible school. And then Pastor Gene said, Marge, you're going to read this Bible now. And it was then that my eyes were opened to understand the Word of God, and that His love began to go down into my spirit. Amen. So I wanted to share that with you.
So, Marge, if I'm understanding what you were saying, and I believe this has happened to many people, their perspective of God was more of a judicial judge and perhaps a police officer that was looking for an opportunity to bring correction. And, you know, we talk about, you know, that God is a God of love, and God also does correct us. But His correction is always moved by His love for us.
Yes.
And His correction comes out of His love for us.
Yes.
And it's very different. It's very different. And some people have been so bruised by religion where it has grabbed them around the throat. And it's become a taskmaster rather than being an avenue to life.
Yes.
And healing. And it, as you have shared, I'm hearing you say, God brought healing into my life.
Yes.
When I found out that there was more than just punishment involved in this plan of God.
Yes.
And I believe many people are looking for that. Many people have grown up under a law of sin and death, other than the law of liberty that sets us free in Christ. And it's not a freedom to sin. It's a freedom that delivers us from the power of sin.
Yes.
So that we can walk in newness of life with Christ.
Amen. Very well, Pastor Jonathan. Very well put. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And I appreciate your testimony. I believe that's meaningful.
Thank you, Father. The next scripture I would like to share is in John 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And also in 14:21, just over the next page, 14 and 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And I believe that's what has taken place in my life, that the Lord has manifested His love to me. That even though that I make mistakes, there's that love, there's that balm of love that he smears over my heart and lets me know that with my repentful heart, that He's right there to be right there and pick up right where we left off. Amen. God's love is complete and perfect. We still have 13 minutes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A word that is also in the Bible, and I really like this word, Pastor Jonathan and Melvin. I really like this word. It's charity. Mm-hmm. And I looked up charity, and it is love, kindness, affection, tenderness, supreme love to God. And the scriptures for that is in Colossians 3. Colossians 3:12. Thank you, Father. Through 14. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. As the Lord has given to me, he wants us to, in return, to give back the same. As Jesus gave on the cross, he wants us to have all of these attributes in us. The humbleness, can you imagine on the cross, remaining humble, not speaking a word of any kind of anger, or he was badly beaten and bruised, and yet he never spoke anything unkindly. So ought we not to do the same with other people that might speak unkindly to us? Thank you, Father. In 2 Peter 1, Peter talks about spiritual growth and faithfulness and righteousness. So if we could go to 2 Peter. Melvin, if you'd like to read. Okay. I wanted to give you another opportunity if you'd like. In 2 Peter 1, 4 through 7, whereby are we given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
They're good.
They're not to hurt us.
No.
They're not to condemn us. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Thank you, Father. These are all helpful for us to as we enter into 2019, that the Lord can prepare us. These are just little things to prepare us, maybe change attitudes, the way that we think about one another. If we get into a situation, this is how he would like for us to act at all times. So if we could go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13.
Now you're in the love chapter.
Amen. This is 1 through 8. I don't know if I have time to read. Do I have time to read? We have 8 minutes, Pastor Jonathan.
You may. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinking no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Praise the Lord. Pastor Jonathan, as Pastor Donna had mentioned about 1 John 4, 7 through 16.
1 John?
Yes. 1 John 4,
okay.
7 through 16. If I have time to read all that.
Well, you can get started.
I'll get started, and if there's something that you would like to to share. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. The scripture that Melvin shared, John 3:16. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us. He loved us first. He wooed us by the Spirit. And He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor, I'll read 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Well, we've been talking about the love of God, Marge, and it's just all good.
All good.
It's all good. A song that comes to my mind that over the years we've sung many times is, a steadfast love of the Lord never changes, never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And I was just looking at that scripture in Lamentation and thinking about, in Lamentations, of course, he's going through all these afflictions. And yet in chapter 3, he says in verse 21, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed." He said, when I look at the love of God, I mean, people say, well, I don't know. Some people struggle. They say, how can you believe in God? Well, this is a pretty strong statement here to take into consideration.
Yes.
If God didn't love us the way this planet is ran, and so many people not only ignore God, but they openly defy God.
Yes.
If God was not a God of love, this planet would have been wiped off. It would have been cleansed already. Now, we know a day's going to come when God's going to say enough is enough. But at this point, the love of God still opens the door of salvation.
Amen.
And so as we've been talking, and I know we're kind of running out of time here, and I'm not even watching my numbers well enough, but I will. I have them right in front of me. We're mindful of the fact that the love of God is what has kept every lost sinner alive. If you're a backslider, if you're running from God today, if you're a prodigal, you're somewhere out there, you're a son, you're a daughter, maybe your parents, maybe a grandparent shared the word of God with you, and you know the truth, you've heard the truth, or maybe you haven't. But in either any of those cases, the love of God opens up access for you today to yield your life and give your life to the Father and to welcome His love into your life. You may be full of hurts, just full of ouchies, and you may be carrying that bag still. But right now is the time to, as you move into this year, understand that you do not have to repeat any aspect of last year's pain. You can come to the Father, be totally set free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so we're going to pray a little prayer, and then you're going to do the closing. But Father, we come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We remember your word that says, if we confess our sin, that you're faithful and just to forgive us. It doesn't matter what the sin is, because the love of God is greater than any sin that could ever be committed. And so God's love reaches you in the car, reaches you in your house, reaches you around your table. You may be down in a deep pit somewhere. The love of God's going to reach you there right now. You may be addicted to alcohol, to drugs. You may have other addictions. Your marriage may be in a mess. Your family may be in a mess. Your business may be in a mess. But God has a plan to redeem you if you will cry out to Him and say, Father, I give you my life. Will you cleanse me? Come into my life. I yield my life to you. And Holy Spirit, come and take charge of my life today in Jesus' name. If somebody prayed that from their heart and meant it, then God truly will bring life to them. Now, we just have a few, about a minute left. Could you just share our closing, and we will need to come back next week again, God willing.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jonathan. I'd like to close 40 seconds?
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Yeah, Psalms 36, 7. Thank you, Father. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. On behalf of Pastors Gene and Donna Healton, Shabbat Shalom, peace and rest, and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.